Venerable religious, my dear friends in Christ, human nature, of course, would have it that we would rather be encouraged. We love to hear beautiful things, things that build us up, things that give us courage. And this certainly can be good and right and holy. And very often this is the effort of the priest in the pulpit. But it can be also salutary for our souls to have a little fear from time to time. And this last Sunday of Pentecost is certainly one of those Sundays where we ought to consider these frightening truths. We have before us this gospel recorded by St. Matthew of our Lord speaking of the end of the world. And it is truly frightening language. He says that there have never been such great tribulations, nor will there be. The sun will be darkened, the moon will not give her light, the stars will fall from the heavens. Truly a terrifying time. If these days had not been shortened, our Lord says, no living creature would be saved. Truly frightening. We know from sacred scripture, the Holy Ghost tells us that fear can be a good thing. Fear of the Lord, he says, is the beginning of wisdom. St. Paul also tells us that we ought to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. So how ought we to understand these things? Very often, spiritual writers will warn us against fear. They say that fear can be rather stifling. It can be a detriment to the advancement of the soul. Because when we are in a state of fear, very often that means we are paralyzed. We're only thinking about that thing that frightens us. Tends to be a little bit of an obsession, perhaps. But we must distinguish here types of fear. An important distinction is the fear of the Lord versus fear of those very human things, which we have a tendency to be concerned with. What are some things that we ought not fear? Say something a little bit shocking and controversial here. We ought not fear the end of the world. Well, what is Father even saying? That here we're supposed to fear, we're talking about the end times and the gospel, but we're not supposed to fear the end of the world. No, because what does our Lord tell us about the end of the world? He gives us some details. He leaves much of it general. But he also tells us that we can't know exactly when it's going to happen. He says it will come as a thief in the night. You know not the day nor the hour. There will be signs, yes. And he wants us to be attentive, but you know not the day nor the hour. And so it's as if he is telling us, do not worry about this. Because we cannot be certain. And this is one of the great failings of our human nature. This tends to be the fear of which we are guilty that needs to be pushed aside. The fear of the unknown. The fear of those things that really have no basis in reality. How often do we catch ourselves out here worrying about the what ifs, about the eventualities? Well, certainly this could happen, and what if it does? And what does this sort of worry, what does this fear accomplish? Absolutely nothing. Again, it in fact can smother our spiritual life. It can put us in a state of panic where we are not advancing. So this is not the fear that Almighty God would have us to have. Again, sacred scripture tells us it is the fear of the Lord which is the beginning of wisdom. And so even though what we read here in sacred scripture might be frightening, what exactly is it to us? What is the end of the world? Well, of course, we know the end of the world is simply when we die. Will we be alive for those things detailed in the apocalypse or this gospel according to St. Matthew? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. We cannot know. But what we do know is that we will all be asked to render an account of our lives, that we will stand before Jesus, our judge, and we will be judged upon the good that we have performed in our life, and of course judged upon the bad. This we can know for certain. Should we fear this judgment? Well, and this is a good question. We ought to maybe consult the saints, look at different possible scenarios when it comes to the end of life, the separation of the body, the soul from the body. Someone who has given themselves to the pleasures of this world, who has put the greater part of their energy into obtaining things, beautiful homes, powerful cars, fancy toys, that person is certainly going to fear death. Because it's the end of something. And what is it the end of? It's the end of their joys. It's the end of that self-indulgence which characterized their life. And of course, they know none of these things can be taken with them. And so, of course, there is great fear. Fear of the separation. A great fear of the unknown. How will I be judged? Perhaps not well. But look at the death of the saints. This is the end of something. And what is it the end of? But a life of self-control, a life of penance, of mortification, a life of suffering. The saints did not fear death. In fact, there was nothing more on this earth that they looked forward to, that they longed, they yearned for nothing more than death, because it was the end of this suffering. It was the release of their soul to their God. And they had a confidence that they had fought the good fight. And so fear had no place at the deathbed of the saints. But it must be said, the saints still exercise that fear that we know is a good fear from sacred scripture, fear of the Lord. And how did the saints exercise this? And this is the distinction, this is the proper understanding of what fear of the Lord ought to be. And we know this. It is not to fear God, who is our judge, who has the ability to cast us into hell or to detain us in purgatory. No, it is the fear that we will betray him. The fear of upsetting a God who is so good. This was the fear exercised by the saints. It's related of St. Philip Neri that he would wake every morning and say, "Lord, beware Philip, he will try to betray you today." They had a holy fear of offending God. They realized the weakness of their own nature and that this was certainly possible. They still had a free will that could be misused, and they feared that eventuality. They worked, of course, making sure that this would never come true, but nevertheless, they feared. They still had it in them to sin. This is the type of fear that we must have. The fear that we are not doing enough. The fear that, yes, indeed, every moment of our life will be judged with great scrutiny. Almighty God tells us that every idle word will be accounted for. And it is true, in a sense, this ought to fill us with fear. But not a fear that is stifling, not a fear that is paralyzing. A fear that sets a fire under us. A fear that then encourages us to do better. Just last Sunday, the theme was about faith. The gospel was about the grain of mustard seed. How if we have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, we can move mountains. And our Lord talked about how one of the smallest of seeds can grow up into a great herb the size of a tree. Well, my dear friends in Christ, do we believe? Do we have the faith that these things are true? Do we truly believe that we will be judged at our own particular judgment and then at the final judgment at the end of time? Because if we have that faith, if we really do believe, then why do our actions not back up that belief? Why do we find ourselves being so lazy, not coming to Mass when we could, not praying the daily rosary diligently, not really and truly trying to sanctify ourselves, putting first things first? If we are not living our faith, then can we genuinely say that we have faith? It is not he who says, "Lord, Lord," that shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. This ought to be on our minds very strongly today as we consider judgment, the final things. Death, judgment, heaven, hell. Perhaps to have a little bit of that fear, that same fear that the saints had, that fear that tells us, okay, get busy. You need to get to work. That fear that upon our judgment, our dear Lord Jesus, our judge, will be saddened by the time lost. My dear friends, let us work out our salvation, as St. Paul says, in fear and trembling, but also with great confidence, that this has to be the next step, that this has to be very much together with that good fear, is also a confidence that Almighty God will always give us the grace, that He has made us to become saints. We can use our time well. He will give us the help we need. But then let us be determined to do the work, to work out our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.